I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. Pursuing a career as a professional musician can be challenging. There's a lot of competition and really not that many jobs in the classical music world. So some of the New World Symphony fellows have, if not exactly a backup plan, at least some idea of what they might like to do if they can't pursue music. But others, like cellist Mary Beth Brown Plambeck, are so passionate about music that they just can't imagine doing anything else.
I have no idea what I would do if I weren't a musician. I honestly, there is nothing that interests me more, and I don't know, that I'm driven to do more than music. I want this to be my career. I want to be a musician for the rest of my life. I love playing the cello, and New World is helping me propel my career forward because we are playing so much rep here. We're learning new things all the time. We're interacting with all our colleagues constantly. We're learning how to play together and work together, and that's what we need to know in the future when we get that job. And in order to get tenure and win that audition, we need to know things that New World teaches us.
That's cellist Mary Beth Brown Plambeck. She's a first-year fellow, originally from San Francisco, and it was there that she heard about the New World Symphony for the first time. Mary Beth participated in the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra, which is headed up by none other than New World Symphony music director Michael Tilson Thomas.
Michael Tilson Thomas is a genius. He knows so much about the composers and the pieces that we perform. He has an incredible rehearsal technique. He is always calm, cool, and collected, and he is inspirational. So I think, I don't know, he's just awesome.
This is Mary Beth's first year with New World Symphony, and she says, after having been in Miami Beach for the better part of a concert season, she's discovered countless reasons why the New World Symphony is so special.
What I like most about New World is that it makes music beyond accessible to anyone who may have an interest in classical music. There are so many different types of concerts here, presented to audiences in different ways. The wall cast allows for a more relaxed environment. You know, you can be outside with your family and friends, picnicking and lounging. The children's concerts propel kids' imaginations and present more options for what they might want to do or be when they grow up.
And besides Michael Tilson Thomas and her colleagues and the innovative and very accessible music programming at the New World Symphony, Mary Beth says she's also really impressed with and inspired by the New World Symphony's home, the Frank Gehry-designed New World Center.
I think the hall, inside the hall itself, is the most impressive of this building because every seat in the hall is... you feel like you're close to the stage. You feel like you're close to the musicians, and the music is right there for you. You don't feel like, you know, you're up in the nosebleeds. And it sounds incredible. Also, the stage, the fact that it can move up and down, and the seats in the audience can disappear. They can change. Half can be there, half can be gone. There's seats behind the orchestra. There are projection walls everywhere inside. You know, we can project movies, lighting, script. It's, you can do anything in that hall. I'm honored and so happy to be here and be part of the New World Symphony. My colleagues here are also my friends, and they're so talented and they work hard, and every concert is a reward to play.
Cellist and first-year fellow Mary Beth Brown Plambeck talking about the New World Symphony, conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, and why she's so pleased to be in Miami Beach. I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.